Inquirer, KEY, today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Memorial Day weekend. A great time to get out in that yard. And we are at Freshwater Farms in Atkinson, New Hampshire. Great nursery, great garden center. All kinds of annuals, perennials, vegetables, and a great assortment of all types of trees and shrubs. They got some great specials on here. They've got some real big flowering trees that were normally $250. They're on sale for $169. That's a great savings. They also have some big evergreen trees, 5 to 6 foot tall, regularly $250, on sale for $169. And you're going to be doing some mulching. They've got red cedar, 3 cubic foot bags, and they have them 3 for $12. You can't match that price anyplace. And red cedar will hold its color compared to some of the other mulches. It keep that nice red color, and the red cedar will help to keep the insects away. If you've got a dog pen and or an area where you keep your dog, you put some of this down, and the cedar will prevent the fleas and ticks on your dog. So it's a great product, and cedar will last longer than regular pine bark. But 3 bags for $12. It's just got in a huge assortment of 6-inch annuals. So if you want instant color, nice big pots, multiple plants in them, 3 for $10 and a lot more. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. So come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. That's Freshwater Farms in Atkinson, New Hampshire. Don, who do we have up first this hour?
Up first, this is Anna from Massachusetts, who has a question about holly.
Anna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good, and yourself?
I'm good. Excuse me. I have a problem. I have 3 holly bushes. One I've had for about 18 years, and it's been fine all these years. This spring I have noticed my leaves are all black. Not all of them. There is new growth, but they're black on the top. And underneath, they have these little oval things that are like half white and half tan.
Yep. What you have is an insect called scale on your holly. And scale is an insect that resembles a turtle. It has the shell that you are seeing on the plant. And it doesn't chew like a Japanese beetle. It doesn't make holes in the plant. It has a mouth part that's like a needle. It sucks energy out of the plant. Now, what happens is when the air temperature gets warm, the liquids inside your plant get thinner, and they move faster. So the insect is sucking on the plant, and when the temperatures get hot, because it's thinner, when he's drawing the juices out of the plant, it's coming in too fast. And he basically gags on it, spits some of it out, and it's pure sugar. And that makes the plant sticky. in time, it turns black because there's a mold called sooty mold that grows on this pure sugar. It's like maple syrup all over your plant from the scale. And if you took your finger and you were to rub the leaves, you're going to see it comes right off. And this is what you're going to have to do, Anna. I want you to get a bucket, a soft cloth, and I want you to put a squirt of Joy or Dove or Dawn. Dawn is even better because Dawn will disperse grease and oil. Put a squirt of the soap in the water. Make it warm. And then what I want you to do is try and wash as many leaves as possible. And what I've done is, in the past, because I have this problem, and everybody will have it sooner or later, try and get all of the leaves wet. So just take the cloth and just wet the whole plant with the cloth and let this soapy water sit on the leaves for a couple of minutes. And the Dawn will break apart this sooty mold. And then with the cloth, just rub the leaves. You're going to see this black mold will come off. And that's important because if the leaf is black, the black sooty mold is blocking the sunlight. The leaf can't get any sun. It can't make any energy, and it can't grow. And in time, it's going to fall. So try and wash as many of the leaves as possible. And then what I want you to do, there's a product called oil. And if you go to any garden center, you can ask for Bonide All Season Oil. And it's a product that you would mix with water. If you only have the holly, you can mix it in a watering can or a pump sprayer, and you would spray the all-season oil on your holly, and that will coat the insects with oil, and that will suffocate them. And that way, they can't let any more of this pure sugar ooze on the plant that will cover the leaves. Okay? So, wash the leaves. Get some all-season oil made by Bonide Lawn and Garden. Spray the plant, and then I would go back in maybe a couple weeks, 3 weeks, and spray it again. Because some of the scale will have eggs that will hatch, even though you've killed it. There are eggs underneath it, and they'll crawl out, and reinfect the plant. So a couple of applications, and then in the fall, I do it again. But if you can do that, you'll bring that holly right back to life for you. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Mike from Massachusetts, who has a question about some clay soil.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing, Paul?
Hi.
I'm calling from Wareham. I live on a river where there used to be a lot of mills, and we got flooded out. That ain't the problem. I got half the garden, and it's a big garden. That's my second year doing it. But on the other side of the garden that I don't know what to plant, I guess it's more of a iron ore, like bluegrass bricks from an old house and stuff, and I tilled it all in. What do you think I should grow out on that side?
It's gravelly, sandy type soil?
No sand.
It's clay.
It's kind of like clayish.
Okay. The first thing I would do is go down to your garden center, and there's a company called Soil Logic, and they make a liquid gypsum. And it comes in a bottle with a ready-to-attach sprayer, and I would spray that garden with this Soil Logic liquid gypsum. They also call it Thrive.
Thrive.
And Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. Okay? And that liquid gypsum will break apart the clay so that your roots will have an easier time to grow through it. So as far as plants, stay away for this year on root crops. So I wouldn't do carrots, beets, turnips, radishes, things like that, because you need time to break apart the clay. Because what's happening is the clay is stuck together. And what the gypsum will do is it will coat the individual particles of clay, preventing them from sticking. Your roots will grow better, and your carrots will be able to grow deeper. But for this year, give the gypsum a time to work. The other thing is, if you can add compost, if you can add manure, peat moss, but the way that's going to help you, I mean, you live in Wareham, so you're close to the ocean. In the fall of next year, when the garden's all done, when you've pulled everything out, I want you to go down to the beach after we get a northeast-type storm and all that seaweed is driven on the beaches. I would put 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 inches of seaweed right on top of that ground. Take your rototiller and rototill that seaweed right into the soil, and that will help to break apart the clay. So you need to add organic matter. For this year, I would grow tomatoes. You could grow peppers, squashes, cucumbers, pumpkins, melons, you know, anything like that. But just stay away from the root crops until you can redevelop that soil, break apart the clay, add some organic matter, and use that liquid gypsum, and you'll have a much, much better garden. So don't get discouraged. And, in fact, if you could get some of that landscape fabric that we were talking about earlier during the program, that's going to help you to have a better soil also. It's called Weed Free Garden. It's a landscape fabric with a built-in drip watering system. It's incredible. I have half my garden with it, and I am excited. I want to tell you about some great new lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted Organics, a Boston-based company, converts food waste into an all-natural organic fertilizers. Converted organic fertilizers are safe for kids, pets, and the environment. They do not contain synthetic chemicals, chicken waste, or biosolids. Converted Organics receives food waste from supermarkets and converts it into an all-natural organic fertilizer. By diverting food waste from the landfills, where they would otherwise produce methylene gas, Converted Organics is helping to reduce destructive greenhouse gases. This spring, nourish your lawn and gardens. Help to reduce greenhouse gases by purchasing Converted Organics 100% natural fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you or to sign up for a chance to win an organic lawn care makeup, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and sustainable. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. We're at Freshwater Farms in Atkinson, New Hampshire. Come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Steve from New Hampshire, who has a question about onions.
Steve, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Steve.
Who do you want?
Volume.
Steve.
Volume. Loud and tall. I'm here.
Hello. Well, I guess Steve isn't there, Don.
All right, we'll move on. We'll go to Bob in New Hampshire, who has a question about insects.
Okay, Bob, good morning. How can we help you with your bugs today?
Good morning, Paul. I just wanted to say first that we had you out years ago up here at the lake for a consultation, and it just worked out great.
Thank you.
Hey, we have hydrangeas that we've got Annabelle and Pink Diamonds, and there's a brown spider-like insect that sticks to the leaves, and it turns them over like in a pod, and then it gets the other leaves to join in, and it's just killing them.
Yeah, it like sews them together one on top of the other.
Exactly.
Yeah. What you want to do, any of those leaves that are like that now, if you could hand pull them apart, a sewing type of caterpillar where it will attach itself to the one side of the leaf, make a string, it will walk over to the other side of the leaf, and then like pull the two sides together, and it creates a bag. So they sometimes call it also a bag worm. So open those up, because if you don't, what's going to happen is the inside or the tip of that bud is going to be stuck in there, and it's going to stop growing. So if you can open it up, physically open it up, and then what I want you to do is to get a systemic insecticide, tree and shrub. And Tree and Shrub is available at all the garden centers. It comes by Fertilome or Bonide. Bonide calls it systemic tree and shrub drench. Bayer has it. And you're going to use a gallon for every 2 to 3 feet of height and spread. But open up all those bags, wet the foliage as well as the ground, and for a plant that, let's say, is 3 or 4 feet, I would make a couple of gallons and get it in there. And next year, if you did it during April and it got into the plant as the leaves were forming, and once the insects begin to either suck or chew on the plant, then they're going to have a surprise. But it's called a bagworm. And all of the hydrangeas, I have some Annabelles at my house, and I was feeding a flower bed near it last night, and I noticed I had three of the branches, and I pulled it apart, like I'm telling you, opened up all the leaves. And if you do that, the leaves that are now all stuck together, they will return to normal growth, and you won't even know that you have that problem. It's very effective. And when you come to the insect and just squeeze him, give him a real big hug, and that will eliminate him. But Bayer Tree and Shrub will do a great job for you. And then a little bit of fertilizer to encourage the other branches to come in, and you'll be in great shape. But it's something that's only this time of the year and is very, very seasonal, and you won't have it later. But for some reason, they're like hydrangea, and they like some of the viburnum family, and that will work well. Thank you. I know a lot of you have Japanese beetles. There's some new technology coming out of Canada. The name of the company is Environmental Factor, and this company is growing a microscopic insect called a nematode, and the nematode is a small worm. And you can buy these nematodes at your local garden center. You put it in your bottle sprayer that you attach to the hose. You spray it in your lawn. And these nematodes, by the millions, are going to go into the ground. And they're going to attack the Japanese beetle grubs in all forms and kill them. It's unbelievable. So if you did it now, you would kill the beetle grubs that are in the ground now. And then during July, August, and September, when the mature beetles are flying around from your neighbors and they lay eggs in your lawn, the nematodes are there and they will kill the eggs and any of the little small grubs that form. But it's a nematode and it's called Environmental Factor. It's wonderful.
Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer bin, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. a special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doublyshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doublyshoppers.com. That's DUBLIShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. If you're planning a cookout today, and like a lot of people are today and tomorrow, and you've got a mosquito problem, there's a product called Echo Smart, and this is a company that's totally organic and totally natural. And they worked with the state of Maine with the Disease Control Center. And they've developed a totally organic way to kill mosquitoes and ticks around your house. And you can buy it as an aerosol, but they have a ready-to-use product. And you just screw it into the end of your hose, and it mixes all by itself.
Spray your yard. Spray between the shrubbery. Spray the grass. And if you do it now, by this afternoon, when you have your cookout, or tonight, it will take care of all of the ticks and all of the mosquitoes. It's a great product. It's brand new, but it's called Echo Smart Mosquito and Tick Control. And a lot of the garden centers have it. And if they don't carry it, I saw it at Lowe's. Give them a try. Don, who's up next?
First up, this is Anne from Maine, who wants to, or she has a question about pruning shrubs.
Anne, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have a question about when is a good time to cut back my holly bushes and also my Miss Kim bush.
Okay. The Miss Kim lilac is probably in bloom or close to bloom right now. I know mine at my house in Kennebunk are in bloom. And if you want to do some cutting back, you can either do it after it's in bloom. But if you need to do a major pruning, most people think, oh, Miss Kim is a dwarf lilac. Well, Miss Kim dwarf lilac is going to get 6 to 7 feet tall, which is a lot smaller than a regular lilac, and will get 6 to 8 feet wide. I planted one, and I was a little bit surprised at how big it got. And what I've done to control the size, if you prune it back heavy now, you're going to lose a lot of leaves, and it's not going to look as pretty. So what I've done in the past, and I did it 2 years ago, I took Miss Kim in March, and I cut it back by one-third. I lost my flowers, but at least I controlled the size of the plant. It made a whole bunch of new leaves, and the plant right now is gorgeous. It's in full bloom. But the year that I cut it back, I mean, I went from a 6-foot-tall plant, cut it down to 4 feet, took the 8-foot spread, and I cut it down to like 5.5. So I really did it dramatic. But you need to do that when there's no leaves on the plant, while it's still dormant. And that way you can control the size. It will make all kinds of new growth. It'll be absolutely beautiful. And you'll have a great-looking lilac. And that way you can control the size. Okay? Now, on your holly. Holly can be pruned any time of the year. I do some pruning at Christmas time. So between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'll go out there with my hand pruners, and I'll take whatever I need to put in window boxes to do a centerpiece for the kitchen table. Or you can do it again in the early spring. It isn't too late to do it now. If it's going to be too big, shape it. You know, take some pruners or loppers and create a pointed shape or a rounded shape or whatever you want. But again, do some in the late fall, early winter, so that you have it for decorations. Because now, when you prune, you're going to throw it away. So if you can do the pruning in the spring, before the new growth starts, is your best time. So do it now. Create the shape that you want. And then feed it. Dr. Earth, and if you come down to Freshwater Farms, they carry Dr. Earth products. They have an acid-loving fertilizer with something called probiotics. And probiotics is a mixture of a dozen or more microbes, including mycorrhiza, that will help a plant to produce more flowers for more berries, a bigger root system to make it stronger, and there's a lot less stress on the plant. And if you're going to do a pruning, it's always a good idea to use a fertilizer to help to put back a little bit of that energy and to repair any of the holes that you created by making some pruning. So come on by, and we'll help you out to have a great gardening season. Dawn, who's next?
This is Jay from Rhode Island, who has a question about slugs.
Jay, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Tell me about your slugs.
Hey, good morning, Paul. I never had this problem before. Last year and this year,
and they're about 3 inches long when they stretch out. They got two antennas on them, and they got the print of leopards. You know what I'm saying? Like a print of...
Yes, spots.
And they're very slimy and sticky.
Yeah.
And they're on the foundation of the house and the shed.
Yeah. See, we had a lot of rain last year.
Yeah.
And how much rain do you think we got during, you know, April? Month of April and March, most of New England, I mean, we had like 25 inches of rain in some areas. So with all that rain, the slug population has just gone right through the roof. So what you want to do is you want to get a product called Slug Go. And Slug Go is a little pellet. And what I like about Slug Go is it's made with iron, just the regular iron that's in a multiple vitamin that you would take yourself. Slugs and snails will not tolerate any iron. It just destroys them. If a dog, a cat, or one of your children or grandkids should come to your house and see these pellets, if they eat the old-fashioned slug products, the active ingredients is formaldehyde, deadly poison. So, you know, you don't want kids to pick up that pellet and end up in the hospital. You don't want your pets getting sick either. So if you get Sluggo and you just sprinkle these granules wherever slugs are there, they'll eat it and they'll become compost in just a matter of a few days. Very safe, very, very safe, and very effective. And most nurseries and garden centers will have Sluggo. It comes from a company named Monterey Lawn and Garden, and very, very good product. Don, who's next?
This is Mary from Massachusetts, who has a question about tomatoes.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. You're wonderful. What would we do without you?
Thank you.
I did have two questions, but you already answered the one about pruning the holly bush. Mine has all the pretty flowers on it, and I thought it was too early to do it, but I'm going to do it. My tomato plants, I prepared my tomato bed with some organic mulching that I had done, you know, all winter. And but last year I lost three tomato plants from something that ate it right at the roots, and I was wondering, before I plant them today, what should I prepare the bed for so that I'll eliminate all these eating bugs, whatever they are, that are rooting the plants?
Yeah, so it just, like, cut it off at the soil line.
Yes, that's what it does.
Yeah,
exactly
what you have, going. Yeah, what you have is called a cutworm. And the cutworm will come out of the soil. It will wrap itself right around the stem, and it just chews it. And I had wicked problems with cutworms last year with all of the rain. And the easiest way to do this, Mary, is take the center, that cardboard tube that you get paper towels on, or toilet paper. So if you've got a roll of paper towels, just pull that cardboard tube out, cut your paper towel tube in three pieces. Okay, so they're going to be 4 inches in length. Then what you're going to do is this. You're going to plant your tomato. Put some soil moist, because the soil moist will help it to pick up the moisture that it needs. Use a fertilizer that has mycorrhizae, like the Dr. Earth or the Espoma. Set your tomato in the ground. Now, I always plant my tomatoes a couple of inches deeper. It's the only plant that you do this to. But put them in the ground 2 inches deeper than they would normally go in. Take a pair of scissors and cut a slit on your toilet paper or paper towel tube. Open it up and put it around the stem of your tomato. Now you've got a collar. And if the cutworm comes out of the ground, it can't get to the stem because you've got this protective collar. And normally cutworms are active for about a month. And by then, the stem of your tomato has gotten bigger. I have to use this on peppers, Last year they ate some of my broccoli plants, but it's a gray worm about an inch long, and as long as you put this paper tube on it, this cardboard tube, they can't get to it, and it works wonderful. Just push it in the ground about a half an inch so that the wind doesn't blow it away. But just cut the sides, open it up around your tomato stem, and you're ready to go. Speaking of those tubes, if any of you live in a wooded area or an area where you have some high grasses or fields and you've got ticks, maybe you've heard in the neighborhood that somebody has had Lyme disease from the deer tick. There's a product called Daminex, D-A-M-M-I-N-I-X, Daminex. And it's the same thing. It's a cardboard tube. The tube is filled with cotton that's been treated with pyrethrum. And this is a real safe chemical. That's what they put in the flea collars of your dog or cat. And you basically just throw these tubes in wooded areas or high grasses where fleas and ticks would be. And what's going to happen is mice are going to come, pull the cotton out of that tube. They will use the cotton to build their nests. Now, what I never realized until I talked with the Daminex people, the deer tick spends the first several months of his life on the mouse. When it's big enough, it drops off the mouse and then goes to a deer where it spends the rest of its life. So if you can kill it while it's still on the mouse, you eliminate an awful lot of problems. And it's relatively inexpensive. It treats a big area. But go to your local garden center, or you can look it up on the net, D-A-M-M-I-N-I-X, and it's a tick tube, and it really does a great job. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Steve from New Hampshire, who has a question about onions. He's on the line here. Hopefully he'll answer this time.
Okay. Oh, we're coming up on a break. Steve, hold on a second. When we come back, we'll go right to you and try and help you with your onions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Freshwater Farms in Atkinson, New Hampshire. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, so that if you have any questions, come on down and say hello. If you have any weeds or problems with plants, bring me a little piece of it. We'll identify it for you. Their doors are open. They've got all kinds of specials today. Some beautiful jumbo annuals, 3 for $10, and these are big. I mean, full bloom, put them in the garden. Wow, those look great. You don't even have to tell anybody that you already bought them in full bloom and fully grown. Okay, Steve, tell us about the onions. What's the problem with them?
Well, I set out the sets, and they don't grow very much. And the ones that do grow, a lot of them, they have a ring around them that are rotten. And I was wondering how you make them grow and how you keep them.
Okay. First of all, onion sets need to have plenty of sun, and they like a well-drained soil. So as long as there's no standing water, if it's a very heavy soil that has some clay, then onions do have a tough time. I will tell you something, Steve. In the future, if your local nursery grows onions by seed, they're going to grow faster. Or some of the nurseries sell onions already started. Rather than a dormant bulb, you buy a bunch where they've already begun to grow, or individual seedlings. You're going to have an onion that will be at least twice the size. I always grew my onions by sets, and they never got really big. And then my dad started growing onions in his cellar by seed. And as they got tall, he would just cut them down with some scissors to make the plants get bigger. And he put out these little seedlings that were as big as a match head. And that was putting a bulb as big as my thumb. And I said, I'm going to have bigger onions than you, Dad. And he said, well, let's see. The onions that he put in as little seedlings compared to the bulbs grew twice and sometimes three times the size. And it's not too late to plant onions. So make some calls and see if your nursery or garden center has onion seedlings rather than onion sets. They want a lot of sun. They want a soil that dries out between waterings. I mean, don't let it go bone dry, but don't keep it wet. And the other thing is, plant them shallow. If you're putting your onion sets in the ground any deeper than 1 inch below the surface, that could be the problem also. They want to be very, very shallow, and you're going to see they're going to grow bigger. And what I do is I use a fertilizer with mycorrhiza. And there's two. You can get Biotone from Espoma. It has the mycorrhiza in it. And Dr. Earth Vegetable Fertilizer has something called probiotics. And this is a collection of a dozen or more microbes that will make your root system develop like you've never, ever seen them grow. The bigger the roots, the more flowers, the more flowers, the more fruit. So when you go to the garden center, see if they have any of the Dr. Earth Vegetable or Biotone by Espoma. Either one of those two. If your soil is sandy, I put a little bit of soil moist. And the soil moist, to me, that is used with everything that I plant. All my annuals, all my vegetables, all my perennials. When I put in a new tree or a shrub, I put in soil moist. For a vegetable, a three-finger pinch, that's how much you put in the hole. It spans 200 times. So it's a real good product. It will cut back on the amount of water that you use in your garden. And when it gets hot and dry, there's a lot less stress on your plant. So think about doing that to your garden this year, and that will help you. Now, if you get deer that come into your garden, there's a couple of good products on the market. One of them is called Deer Scram, and it's a powder. And you put it around the perimeter of your garden. And as the first sign of them coming into your garden, put it. Don't wait. You've got to train them to get away from your plant. It's called Deer Scram, and all the garden centers have it. Very safe, and you can use it around vegetables. And if you have shrubbery that they're eating, there's something called Bobex. And Bobex is a liquid, and that will stay on the foliage.